Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Everybody report to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Report to the dance floor.
Yeah.
Bad
yeah.
boy, baby. 112. Yeah. Beanie Siegel.
Yeah.
Stepped up in the place. The kid with two weapons on his way. 2-7 to the base. And I don't usually step up in the place. I usually play that let out. Ready to get that let out. But damn, since I stepped up in the place, I'm trying to touch you, squeeze. Tell you what's the case before I bust you, squeeze. Out of telly in the case. The Chris, I'm trying to take you to the telly, busting you. Then trying to lure me out on the dance floor. I'm trying to get a twirly on the dance floor. Everything remains my chat. Talk to it, you change the game. Might trip, walk to it, but never Harlem shake it. Harlem make it. Harlem break it, dog. I ain't hardly making. Talking to one of rock finest and Duke reminders.
That voice behind it.
Baby, come with me.
Come on, I can tell by your eyes that you're
6:05 out there on the West Coast. I said 6:05 out there on the West Coast, 9:05 here in Atlanta. 1:12 dance with me, P. Diddy. What's going on, everybody? Hump Day Wednesday, helping you get over the hump. Inside the social lab, TM Hyman Radio, TM, hanging out with my homie on the other side of the A. Give it up, hot chocolate. What up, mama?
Welcome Hump Day. We on the lower end of the hump, headed towards the weekend, baby.
No doubt. Hey, a new month. Like, February, like, came and went with the quickness. It's March, everybody. March 1st.
Already.
Word. Like, spring is extended. You know, the groundhog did not see a shadow. It was quite, you know, gray that day. So, winter was extended. Nevertheless, you know, the weather was great in Atlanta over the weekend. It was cold yesterday. Then the storm just, like, swept through. I mean, it's wacky weather, folks. Put your coats on.
Seriously.
It's flu season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't put them up yet. Freezing yesterday in the morning. 60-some-odd degrees during the day yesterday,
yeah.
77 degrees for a high today, then here come the thunderstorms. Like, yeah, it was a mess.
Absolutely. Sending shouts to Samantha and Charlotte under the weather, probably under the covers. I hope you feel better.
Feel better soon.
Sorry I can't, you know, bring you no chicken noodle soup, but listen, I'm trying to catch that. That's flu, you know. So I need you to be quarantined.
Yeah.
I think the doctor says up to 14 days. Up to 14
Jeez.
Days. She well, something like that. She might be. Well, I think maybe 7 to 10. I don't know. Maybe 14 in my mind, just to make sure the air is clear, because I can't afford to be sick. But since we're talking about, you know, Charlotte, Madam CeeLo Boston just entered the building. Welcome, Boston, with your nice glasses.
Yes.
I see you with your nice glasses.
Hey, thank you. I was excited when I got my glasses in the mail.
Looking super intellectual.
Thank you. My mom said the same thing.
Word.
Morning and the afternoon. How do you do?
Look so studious.
We does well. Tonight's topic, again, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. It's 908. Tonight's topic, the couple that got 35 years for a flag and racial slurs out in Georgia. Now, I'm in North Atlanta, so about 35 minutes, maybe 30 minutes if you hightailing it up 85, you will run past Douglasville. I don't know. I think it's a little past Six Flags here in Georgia. Douglasville is the town. Jose Torres, and I'm not sure if that's Mexican or Puerto Rican, but Jose Torres and Kayla Norton. And Kayla Norton, would you say Boston?
No, I was going to say Torres. That might be Hispanic.
Well, definitely Hispanic.
Yeah.
But the question is it, you know, I can't really tell.
Is he Mexican?
But,
is
know,
he Puerto Rican? Is he Dominican?
Yeah. Well, you know, nevertheless, my point is, this couple got 35 years, which many are saying was well deserved, for them taunting a young African American. You might as well say he was a baby, definitely a little kid, a little kid's birthday party with a Confederate flag and a whole bunch of racial slurs, something like, you know, I will kill a nigga. Or something like, I'm going to kill them niggas. Or, you know, something with a nigga. Guess
right.
They were found guilty. in the state of Georgia for a terrorist act. How about that?
Right.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
When you harass people to a certain degree, specifically when race is involved, I believe race, religion, and something else, don't quote me, but certainly race, when it's involved and it's abuse or it's deemed abuse, you will be deemed a domestic terrorist. 35 years. Neither one of them are over 30 years old. Neither one of them. Jose or Kayla, I'm not sure 35 years, like, I'm not sure 35 years is, I'm not sure how I feel about it, right? Just because of the charge of the crime, I don't know how I would feel about someone I know who is probably unconsciously racist, who would make those statements in the wrong place at the wrong time and could be charged that way. Now, I'm sure the Confederate flag and the fact that they was taunting them had a lot to do with it. I mean, but haven't we taunted or bullied people? Haven't we done that in the past?
Come on, at a child's birthday party? Like, come on, man. Like, really.
Well, I'm not justifying it at all, right? But I'm not justifying anything. I'm not downplaying it at all, right? Because ignorance is ignorance. My question is, it's 35 years? Like, wow.
I think it could have been longer.
Right, because I've seen people who've gone in for traffic stuff to get more years than that. If you're habitual, that stuff could add up. Or if you hurt, you know, kill somebody while you're drunk. Yeah. But look, they did this for 2 days. They said it was like a group of 15 of them. They're part of the group called Respect the Flag, and they said they were threatening black families and pointing firearms across two counties in the Atlanta suburbs. I don't know what the hell's wrong. He doesn't look Hispanic, but that could just be, you know, his other genes taking over.
I raised the point earlier about, you know, the name and the ethnicity, only because they were taunting an African American kid. Something is gravely, you know, wrong in the instance where adults think that it's okay to harass children. You know, I really don't care whether they're black, white, you know, Asian, Puerto Rican. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you know, adults that bully or, you know, abuse children should be dealt with accordingly.
Right.
No question, hands down. Right, I just don't really understand the dynamics here, and why on any day they would think that that's okay. You know, perhaps 35 years is sufficient. I'm just saying, I don't know if it is. I mean, 35 years, that seems whoa. But under the circumstances, if there were firearms and they did it over a period of time, it shows intention. And it really demonstrates egregious behavior. And so clearly the judge felt like 35 years was the proper sentence. And again, the story that I read that actually brought about this said it was a well-deserved 35 years. My advice, folks, is that you are accountable for the things that you do and the things that you say, because we are living in an America that is gravely different than the America we lived in 2016.
Absolutely.
And you know what, though?
Absolutely.
They were also they were banned from ever entering Douglas County after they get out.
Was it a jury trial?
Yeah, so they
or
definitely
did the judge
demonstrate egregious behavior. it had to have been. Well, you know, I don't know. I can't really speak to it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's a good question.
I mean, because I think that would be the difference in the number of years. You know, was it a jury of their peers that felt that
decline? I think it was based on the actual charge, though. They got charged for a terrorism crime, and under that terrorism crime, I'm sure fell specific penalties.
Right. Well, okay. So what? Okay. So the 35 years is their collective amount of time, because Torres, the male, he was sentenced to 20 years with 13 to serve. So I guess it'd be on good behavior for 13 years to get out. But then the woman, she was sentenced to 15 years with 6 to serve.
Yeah, but it was from an incident back in 2015 that fell under a street gang terrorism law in the state of Georgia.
Right, as it should have been.
Right.
And it's and it's sad that it had to, like, wait till now for something like this to happen, like, where people really are punished for the crimes that they commit. And, you know what I'm saying, race is being recognized as it being the reason why some people hate. Because we're all human, and we know that, you know. We all came from the same place. Well, we all originated in the same place. So, you know.
Well, what I think is interesting right now, what's going on is, you know, and I don't know whether the media has stopped covering it or there are less incidences, but you know, it seems as if the Jewish community has become the target that African Americans once were. But I'm slow to proclaim that statement, because I'm not sure, again, if it's that incidences are taking place less or if the coverage of it makes it just appear that way. Hey, when we come back, we'll keep the conversation going. It's 9:18 ASAP Rocky.
Who the jiggy with the gold link? Got me reminiscing about my old days. 3-6 sucker, no foreplay. All day, booming out the trap through the hallway. Tell me what you know about. Auntie saying turn it down, or she finna call a cop. We been plotting on the op, she the one who got the drop. Just a free quick fix it up, and it's okay. They gon' take me back to my old way. I was trying to chill, poppin' sales up, but since I got a deal. Kick it with my model chick, chick Chris. Just wanna ditch, now I gotta let them know it's really drill. Blow a pretty flock with Jordy. Daddy. How you been? Touch a 9 miles, top 9 every now and then. On the south, in the south, 9 times got a deal. Flacco, Jordy, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy. I ain't never looking for no handout. Broke, never helping with their hands out. Find out where the lives that we camp out. Screaming world, never catch me with my pants down. Always been a stand up guy, rather stand out. Grab Simmons, stand swim position with my bands out. I'm the trillest, wanna do it since pimp, hands down. Put his hands on me, that's a man down. Trick what, pimps up, down, old now, slow down. See they running with my old style. Growth out, gold smell, you old now. Thugging with my old style. It's a shame how they low down. Dirty like Adidas on my sneaker feature. Trapping through the speaker, peep the beeper ringer. Turning off phones just to reach them, gotta beep them. I'm a law, I better greet him if you see him. Low pretty Flacco Jordy.
Jordy, how you been? You can touch a 9 miles. Top 9 every now and then. On the south, getting south. 9 times got a deal.
Flacco, Jordy, Jordy. Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy, Flacco, Jordy.
TM High Radio, live in the hot chocolate up here in the social lab. It is 9:20 p.m. here on this hot day, ladies and gentlemen, Madam Boss, and also on this ride along with me. 917-889-3926 is the number to get in. If you have a comment and a question or, you know, just to let us know what's popping in your life. But tonight our topic is regarding the I take a breath because there's so many things that I want to call them, but I'm not going to do that. These two individuals who received a collective sentence of 35 years in prison for pretty much, is it domestic terrorism because it's state tied?
Street gang terrorism.
For terrorizing an African-American family. I think it bothers me so much because it was done at a child's birthday party. Like, if you couldn't pick any worse time to scar someone with, you know, the Confederate flag and the venom of your hate, why would you pick a child's birthday party to do it? That might just be my petty way of thinking. Like, I don't know. I think that they should have gotten more just because the little kid now has to deal with that too. Like, not just his parents, but the children.
Because of his emotional distress,
right.
You get 25 more years for his emotional distress.
Right. For each kid.
Well, but I mean, like the story tells us, though, like, 2 days, they terrorize people in this city or county. And it's almost like the Ku Klux Klan, but a whole other, you know, like, a little added something to it. They had, like I had said, it was like 15 people involved, but they only said, like, two other people that were involved, they got, one got 4 years, another one got six, like, because they took a plea deal, and it's like four other people that they're, it's like they're getting them one, not one by one, but, you know, little by little. So, yeah, that's how that works out. What they do.
There's a restaurant that I want to go to out there, too. I'm not going down just for that.
In Douglasville?
Yes. I don't even want to
give
the name of it in play because that's where it is. And I'm sure that they have nothing to do with this incident at all, but it's just the fact that that's where it is.
Well, she's not coming to get any of you all hog mugs and black eyed peas out there in Douglasville. She said keep it to yourself.
No hog mugs. It's some very good seafood from what I hear, Cajun seafood, like. But I'll stick to what I know and not go where I may
seafood to the curb.
Right, where I may have a Confederate flag waved in my face just because of the color of my skin.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's how it goes. You know, it's called branding. Douglasville, you know, has become branded much like Stanford. I'm gonna say Sanford. Florida, right? We remember that from Trayvon Martin. Folks, thanks for rocking with us. We are back on Friday, 9 p.m. New hours, 9 to 9:30. We in, we out. 917-889-3926. You know, if you got something to share, you know, did you know that love is better than hate any day, but it's easier to hate? Did you know that?
Sure.
Did you know that faith is nothing without hope, and hope can't operate without faith? They work together. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Folks, you get out what you put in any situation. If you continue to do the same thing, you're going to continue to get the same result. You get out what you put in. You have to start putting more positive, more substantial, more things that are going to help you to get positive things out. Put more of those things in. Things that are going to help you grow and be healthy. Stop trying to eat and consume everything. It's called gluttony. Some of us are gluttony for food. Others are glutton for money. You know, some of us are glutton mm-hmm. for sex. Others alcohol. You know, others marijuana. Some cocaine. You know, some crack. Some work. Work can also be a problem for some people.
Absolutely.
Listen, you get out what you put in. Don't be mad at anybody about where you are in your life, because our lives are a sum total of the decisions that we have made. Who are we mad at? Look at the person in the mirror. It's that person. But
yeah.
It doesn't matter. You can't change it at this point. The question is, now that you know, what are you going to do different? You have to think different,
mm-hmm.
and you have to put good things in if you want good things out. Hey, we're helping you get over the hump. Did you know? It's a social lab. Hey, we love y'all like that. We love y'all like that.
We're here to help you make it better.
Just like that.
Oh, at all times, yes, at all times.
When is your book coming out? Tell the people before you try to, you know, tell the people what they need to do and do well. What are you doing with the book? When is the book coming out? Tell the people about that so they can feel you when you tell them to do it well. They know you're doing it well.
There you go.
You know what? Yeah. You're absolutely right. You're my biggest cheerleader.
When is the book coming?
I'm looking at the beginning of April. But the book is
mm-hmm.
finished, but I just want to make sure that, like, the graphics or whatever.
I can confirm that, people. The book is finished, people.
I know.
Yeah,
I better have my
finished.
Signed copy before this is released. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Folks, we'll let you know about the book signing, folks. We will definitely get something popping at the Purple Corkscrew. Here in Atlanta.
Yes.
Understand.
Yes.
When we get the book for Boston, the book signing for Boston will be at the Purple Corkscrew in Atlanta. We'll find somewhere in Charlotte also. We just giving you all a little, you know, preview of what's to come. Right here inside the Social Lab. Right here.
Yes.
In the Purple Corkscrew. So dope. Can't wait to go back there.
The Purple Corkscrew, baby. Listen, I walked out with a case. Hot Chocolate walked out with a case. all my reds
I'm
are gone.
Get more.
I'm ready to go back and get more reds. That's right.
Oh,
you can, listen,
I'll trade you your
reds for however many bottles of that apple wine that you buy.
Hey, okay.
There we go.
Okay. We are, yo.
Hey.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Uh-oh. Good night, everybody.
We out.
So you might know it's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Well, hope that to get God effing. I lick butt shots, hood, madman. I rip up stages, lay down your weight. Sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip. I tear the frame and grab my all my rappers like a robot kid. I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly. So I and a petty, I'm made for bad. I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever. Cut those approves, I'm deaf on a phono. My skills are pono, you say oh no. I bag up weight, electrified, I'm prime time. I slaughter slime, I'm the greatest of all time. Sick, double.